That's music from Majid Bekas and the Gnawa Ensemble, headliner of the Caravanserai Tour that's in northwest Arkansas this week. The Caravanserai Tour takes its name from the gatherings in the Far East where travelers would rest and exchange music, poetry, and art. The modern-day version travels to 4 or 5 communities each year, and each of those tours is dedicated to promoting the art of a different Muslim country. This year, the country is Morocco. Caravanserai is produced by Arts Midwest, and this year's tour also has stops in Jamestown, North Dakota, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and Nashville. The tour will be inside Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville tomorrow night, but has already been performing in the area, including a show at Bentonville High School yesterday morning. Yesterday afternoon, Zeba Rehman, the artistic director for Caravanserai, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, and I asked her about yesterday's school concert.
It was amazing. There were more than 1,700 high school kids gathered in this wide open space, and all the musicians, Brahim Fribgen with his electric oud, Majid Bekas with his gimbri, you know, this bass instrument, very African bass instrument, and his ensemble performed in front of these high schoolers. And at the end, they had him up and dancing. It was incredible. They were trying out the very complex and wonderful dance steps that the Gnawa have, which is syncopated totally.
What else will... Okay, so the electric oud will be there tomorrow night. What else can people expect to experience at Walton Arts Center?
They're going to be in for a real treat because the Majid Bekas Ensemble, headed by Majid Bekas, is from the Gnawa tradition. And the Gnawa, as I was saying a little earlier, are that community that moved into Morocco from the old kingdom of Mali and Sudan. They were either part of a group of enslaved people, or they came up, you know, centuries ago and settled in Morocco, in the south of Morocco, either as traders or maybe they were drafted into a prince's army. But in any case, there is a Gnawa community, and they are African, rooted in African culture, in West African culture, and this music, which is healing music, comes from the storytelling tradition of West Africa, is very beautiful. It's very soulful, it really draws on the old cultures in Africa and uses still some of the words in Swahili mixed with Darija, which is the Arabic dialect that's spoken in Morocco. It's amazing music. And the predecessor of blues and gospel.
Mm-hmm. When you think about the communities that are in this year's Caravanserai, Jamestown, North Dakota, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, you don't think of these places as places that necessarily have large Muslim populations or large African or Moroccan populations. There are some here, a very active student organization here. But part of the idea here is to go to places that perhaps don't have large populations, right?
That's right. And, you know, in large urban hubs, you have opportunities to listen to all kinds of music and have, you know, a rotation of world cultures coming through in various art forms. And it's a little harder, I think, in the smaller communities. It's so this is something that, again, David Freyer from Arts Midwest conceived of as a means to bring to communities that have less access mm-hmm. to Muslim cultures, Caravanserai. And I believe this, certainly this is David's vision, it's Adam Perry's vision, that when people sit side by side and they actually share music, you know, you open up notions, preconceived notions that you may have read in the news or heard from somebody about a group of people. Change when you're sitting face to face with each other. You can ask questions. You can laugh together. You can eat together. You can jam together. it makes all the difference, and that's really the point of this.
The musicians performing tomorrow night are just part of a wave of artists connected with Morocco coming to Northwest Arkansas in the next several months.
Then we have in the spring the Orchestra of Fez, which is a chamber orchestra of traditional Andalusian music from Fez, the ancient city. And its guest artist is going to be Françoise Atlan, who's actually Jewish. And she lives in Morocco, and she's from the Sephardic Jewish tradition. In the 13th century, in the Middle Ages, in the Old Kingdom of Al-Andalus, Muslims and Jews and Christians lived in relative peace together, and they collaborated a lot culturally and in other ways, in other civic ways also, but particularly culture. So Jewish Andalusian music, Sephardic music, and Muslim Andalusian music is the same. And so we're going to see that when the Fez Orchestra and Françoise Atlan come through in the spring. Then we have the film program, and that will be in the winter with Hakim Balabas, who's a wonderful filmmaker. He does both documentaries and feature films. He'll be here to show two of his films, two short films, and talk about his, growing up in a small town in Morocco. Finally, we have the photography program, and that's new for the Moroccan edition. So we've collaborated with a wonderful curator named Noal Slawi from Casablanca, and she has brought on three excellent photographers, young photographers, two women and a man, who are going to share their Morocco with us. The title of the exhibition is Morocco in Transition.
Zeber Rahman is the artistic director for Caravan Sarai. The Caravan Sarai tour stops at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville tomorrow night. And Zeber says not only will there be great music as part of the performance, but acrobatic dancing as well. For more information about Caravan Sarai, you can go to the website caravansarai-arts.org.